The Gemara on Daf Memvav Amud Beis, and leading into Memzayin Amud Aleph, begins with a memra of Rav Huna. He says, if you sell something and say, Mechor li ba'elu, the buyer says, sell me these things for this, and doesn't specify the amount of coins, then the kinyan works. Not midin chalipin though, but rather midin kesef. The question is, if didn't we say that kesef cannot be kinyan metaltlin? The Gemara explains that Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yochanan. The kinyan kesef does not work, is only a din derabbanon. Midarais it could work. The rabbanon will only geizer because the meicher could say nisifru chitecha baliyah. But in an unusual case like this one, where the money was not specified, it goes under the category of a milsad leshchicha. And milsad leshchicha legozer berabbanon. The rabbanon never decreed in such a case, and therefore kinyan kesef will work here. The Gemara quotes the famous machlokes Rav and Levi on the Indian of kinyan chalipin. Rav holds kinyan chalipin is made with the kinyan, with the keli of the kaina. That means the kaina gives his keli to the makna, and the makna in exchange gives him the chepetz that the kaina wants to purchase. On the other hand, Levi learns that the makna gives his keli to the kaina. And the Gemara explains that the way that works is the hanoah that the makna gets, that the kaina accepted his kerchief, with that hanoah he agrees to exchange a mimakna, his chayfetz, to the kaila. The Gemara tells the makor of kinyan chalipin is in the psukim in Megillas Rus, where Boaz was kaina through kinyan chalipin the rights to get the field and to be kaina and to eventually marry Rus. There the Gemara, the pasuk says, na'aloi, his shoe, that a shoe was used for the kinyan. The Gemara in the Machlaika says, whose shoe it was. Now in Svarim, the Gemara uses that the Svara, why according to Levi you can use the Keli Shel Makna, is because Bahi Hanoah, that Hanoah that the Kaina takes his Keli. According to that reasoning, it would be mistabra to learn that certainly if it would be used the Keli of Shel Kaina, and the Makna actually received more than just an intangible benefit, but actually a Hanoah of a Chayfetz, there certainly you could use the Keli of Shel Kaina. But nevertheless, that's even though that's the Sheet of Sarmi Shainim, Taisvis here holds that the Caliph Shel Makna is Davka Caliph Shel Makna, according to Levi. It's Xeris HaKosuv. Only Caliph Shel Makna works. Further, the Gemara brings down the Machlekes that we mentioned before between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. If there's Akpod of the Torah Davka, Dumya Tanalai to a shoe, then it must be a Kali. That's how Rav Nachman learns. Where Rav Sheshes learns that Paris also works. In the Pasuk of Nala, he learns out that you need a Dover Mesuyim. You need a full item, not a half of a Riman, the Gemara says, or half of an egg, half a nut, but one full item. The Gemara also brings down Miyutim to be Mamayit a Keli that's disgusting, a Maruka made of cow dung, or another Miyut to be Mamayit a Keli of Isuri Anah. There also, you cannot be Makna Kinyan Chalipin with a Dover of Isuri Anah. The Gemara explains the statement of Mishnah, Asimain Keines Hametbeya. That the word asimon refers to an unminted coin. And this doesn't have a din of kesev, it has a din of a chayfetz when compared to a coin. In a similar halacha, you're not allowed to use an asimon to be paid a ma'isasheni, because it says, v'tzarta kesef biyadecha, it has to be a kesef which has a tzur on it. The Gemara then goes on to tell us the machaikas of Yechon and Mishlokish, whether the din that kesef is not koina is a din deraisa or a din derabonon. Rabbi Yechon holds midaraisa mois koinis. The din of Meshicha is only necessary midrabanan because of the chashash of the meicher saying nisvu chitecha ba'aliyah. According to Rish Lakish, it's actually a halacha deraisa from the pasuk v'chisim kumim kol amisecha kona miyad amisecha. We learn out you need davar nikna miyad liyad, that there has to be a physical kinyan in order to be kind of metaltlin. Gemara and Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph tells us that the din that we had in a Mishnah that someone who backs off on a deal gets a mishapara. That din is only when a person not only gave his word, but also did a maisa of giving over kesef. Mashiach, when a person only gives his word, there we just say, Ein ruach hachamim noicha heimenu, that the chachamim are not pleased with his actions. There is a machlokes rishonim here between the Balamor and the Rif. The Balamor holds that according to the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's only takana drabbanan, that kesef is not enough for kinyan, that you need meshicha. This din does not mean that the kinyan does not work midaraisa. The kinyan really is kinda. Just that a person has a right to back off and retract the kinyan until the meshicha. And the other, according to the Rif, the Chacham said that there is no kinyan at all until after the meshicha. And therefore, there'll be an afkamin in halacha. If after, let's say, the chitim do get destroyed, and now, before the mashicha was done, the buyer wants to back off, according to the Rif, this is allowed, whereas according to the Baal Hamor, since now the thing is not there anymore, and you can't give back the chayfetz and give back the money, therefore the retraction is no longer possible. The Gemara tells us here that even though Kinyan Kesef does not work on Metatlin for a Yisrael, that pasuk that we learned it out from was only Miyana Misecha, and therefore by a Goy, by a non-Jewish barber, the Gemara's example is, there, since he's Lav Bar Meshichahu, he doesn't have a din of Meshicha at all, by him, according to everyone, Kesef is a Kinyan. Gemara quotes a machlokes Abaye and Rava in the din of Mishapara. Abaye says the Beis Din only tells the person who is backing off, if you back off, you will be cursed. According to Rava, Beis Din actually enacts the curse on the person that backs off. Gemara quotes another machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan by Eravain. If someone gives a down payment, Rav holds that by giving a down payment, you're only kindly equal to the amount of the down payment. Where Rabbi Yochanan holds, you're kindly kineged kulay. According to the Shita Megubetzes, understanding of Rashi, this machlokes is only by metaltlin, but by karka, everyone agrees that a partial payment is enough to be kinda the entire piece of land. The Gemara now quotes a machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda, Hanasi, Rabbi Shimon, and Leo, in a case where a person took a mashkin on a chayv, where normally Shemitah is not mishamet, they argue, in a case where you only took a mashkin for part of the chayv, is Shemitah mishamet the part that the mashkin does not cover or not? The Gemara wants to learn. It's exactly the same type of machlokes as we had by Eravain, and the Gemara Memtes Saman Aleph ends up learning different pshat in the machlokes, so it's not totally machlokes of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara Memtes tells us another machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. If a person only gives his word without doing any mice at all, Rav holds there is no Indian of mechusrei amana. It does not constitute a lack of trustworthiness. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even just backing off on a word is considered mechusrei amana. It's lack of trustworthiness is being shown. The Gemara quotes a brisa from Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, who said, what is the chiddush of the pasuk hin tzedek, that a person should have a correct hin, it's a measurement of. It already said that you have to have a correct eifa, which is automatically includes hin, which is a smaller measure of liquid measurements. The Gemara says, this is coming to teach you, sheyehei hein shalcha tzedek. Your yes should be honest and true. Velav shalcha tzedek. And your no should also be tzedek, should be true and correct. Which means to tell you, l'chayra, that even going back on one's word is improper. Abaye explains that this is only said, according to Rav, when one speaks echad b'peh v'echad b'lev. That means to begin with, he didn't have something in mind, he wasn't sincere. But according to Rav, if a person was sincere and just later decides to change his mind, that would not go into that pasuk. The Gemara quotes a ma'aseh with Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, whose son hired workers for him, and he told his son that if you just told him you're going to give them a suda, there's no end to how much you'd have to give them kisuda shleima. And he had him explain what he meant and minimize what his chiyuv was before they began working. The Gemara quotes the same Rabbi Yochanan as saying that a person who tells his friend he's going to give him a matan is allowed to be chayzer. And the Gemara explains that by matana mu'et, that's a small amount of a matana, that the makabel matana is semichtas, he assumes he's really going to get it. There the nice matana is not allowed to back off. But in a case where it's a large matana, and even the makabel matana, the receiver, is not semichtas, there even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that just saying you're giving the matana still allows you to back off on the present. The next Mishnah on Daf Memtes Amud Beis begins the sugya with which our parak will deal until the end of the parak, and that is the subject of Aino, of cheating. According to the Tanakhama, the shear of Aino is 1/6. According to Rab Tarfin, it's 1/3. According to the Tanakhama, a person has up until the time it takes to show his mekach to a tagar, to an expert merchant, to look at it. That's how long he has to decide if he wants to go back on the deal. That's either to show it to a tagar or to a relative of his. According to Rab Tarfin, he has an entire day until he can back off. Lahalacha, we paskin that there are three levels of aino. If a person is cheated less than 1/6, then the halacha is the sale stands, and we assume that whoever is cheated, whether it's lekech or the meicher, is meichel. If the cheated amount was 1/6, then the halacha is the one that's cheated can demand a refund of his money. If it's more than 1/6 that a person was cheated, whether it's lekech or the meicher, either one is allowed to back off from the entire sale. The Gemara quotes a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if this I know of shtus is shtus mekach or shtus mois, which means is it a sixth of the actual value of the chayfetz or a sixth of the amount that was paid. Nafkamina would be in a case where something is worth five and the person paid six for it. According to Shmuel, that says you go baser mois, baser the amount you paid, since you paid sixth, you paid one sixth extra for it, that's a no. In a case where something was worth seven and the person paid only six for it, according to Shmuel, since he paid one sixth less than he should have paid of the amount that he paid, that's also a case of a no of one sixth. Where according to Rav, in the case where he underpaid from seven to six, it's less than a sixth of the value, and therefore it's not a no at all. And in the case where something was worth five and he paid sixth, he paid more than a sixth extra on the value, and there would be bitl mekach. We pass in halacha like Shmuel. The Gemara quotes the shita of Rav Nachman, who says that the amount of time given in our Mishnah of either showing it to a tagar or to a relative, or the entire day, is only said by the lekech, who has the chayfetz in his hand. But the meicher, who does not have the chayfetz in his hand, has la'olam forever to be chayzer on a deal when he's cheated. The Mishnah tells us that the Tagrei Lud, the merchants of Lud at first, had been very happy when they heard the shita of Rav Tarfon, who says that Einah is only up, only when a person is cheated a third. But later when they heard that Rav Tarfon had gives the buyer, or the one cheated, up to the entire day to back off on the deal, then they were happier with the shita of the Chachamim. Our brief review will not allow us to go into the deep sugya of Tagrei Lud, which is discussed in Daf Nun, but suffice it to say that this, the Gemara there declares a shailam, if the din of pachas mishtus that we assume is mechila, is that an automatic mechila, or there also a person has to have enough time to show it to a tagar or to a karev in order for us to assume he's mechil. Halacha we paskin that when someone is cheated less than a sixth, we automatically assume mechila. The Gemara Mebeis declares a similar shaila, the other extreme, when a person is cheated more than a sixth and is bitl mekach, perhaps there it's you have longer than just bichtei sheyara l'tagar l'karev, and you have la'olam you could be chayzer. Halacha we paskin that even by bitl mekach, a person only has enough time to show it to a karev or to a tagar in order to go back on his deal. The Gemara after Nava Medav tells us then of Rava that he paskin us in a case when someone buys something from a balabayis, from a private individual, there is no din of Einah. He cannot claim he was cheated, and as the Mefarshim explain, that's because a private person considers his private jewelry or private inyanim to be much more expensive and much more worthwhile than the actual going price, and it's as if he had spoken it out. And just the Gemara on Amud Beis says that if a person tells the buyer clearly he's overcharging him, and nevertheless he cannot back out, he cannot back out afterwards. The Mishnah and Daftun Aleph, Amud Aleph tells us that this din of Einah is said sai by the lekech, sai by the meicher, sai by the person who buys, and sai by the person who sells, and sai by a person who is a hedget, he's not an expert in these inyanim, and sai by a tagar, even someone who's a merchant has a din of Einah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a tagar, an expert merchant, has no din of Einah, because we assume he knows the true prices. As the Gemara explains, this is only by a safsa, someone who constantly buys and sells, who's a bucky in the prices. Rabbi Yehuda also says a shita, which we don't pass in like, that the one who was cheated, yodoy al yoyna, he can either demand his money back entirely, and be mevatel the mekach, or ask for the amount that he was cheated. La'alach, again, we don't pass in like that. We hold less than a sixth, a person's meichel, a sixth, he can only ask for his money back, and more than a sixth is only time we say bitl mekach. More quotes of Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, where the person can make a tanai with his chaver, he's selling it to him, even though he might be cheating him, he shouldn't be able to back out. Halacha we pass, and he cannot make such a tanai. But if you would tell him Kalor is cheating him, then of course he could do it. Then I wanted to be toilet in Machlekes Rav and Yehuda, where the person can make a tanai with his wife that he's marrying Ramanas, that she has no demand of Ksher Sus V'Oina. But then I wanted to be Machalik, because over here, the person that's buying doesn't know for sure he's being cheated, and therefore he's not Michael. On the other hand, the other way around, in the case of Sheikh Susvaina, he's clearly being a Masna Mashakos Batar, and therefore perhaps it doesn't work, whereas here it's not a clear case of Aina. as Ritva is Masbir. Even though at the time when he actually overcharged him, perhaps it's cheating, but at this time when he made the condition, it wasn't clear that he was going to cheat him. The Mishnah on the bottom of the Naf Nun Aleph Amabey is going into Nun Beis Amad Aleph, tells us a machlokes tanoim in regard to a coin which is no longer worth its full value. How much is it chaser, and would it be considered oinah? The range of shitas goes from Rav Meir's Arba Isreis Iser Ladinner, which is 1/24 of the value of the Selah, to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Arba Pundius, which is 1/12 of the amount, and finally Rabbi Shimon, who says 1/6. The Gemara discusses the difference between coins and merchandise. Why is it that by coins the shear is different than by merchandise? Rava says it's taka not different, and the shita we had before of 1/6 only goes according to Rabbi Shimon, while Abaye says that people are willing to overpay a bit when buying clothing or buying chafetzim. Mashenka, when it comes to money, a person's not meichel at all if the money is not worth the amount that it's supposed to be. Gemara also tells us, Adin, that if coins get so worn down that they're worth less than the amount that they were worth before, you must destroy that coin because it may be used in a way to trick other people. In a similar Gemara to the one we discussed before, the Gemara also asks, why is it that in this Mishnah, the amount of time given to show the coin to an expert is either in large cities to the amount of time it takes to give it to a banker to be inspected? In smaller cities, you have until Erev Shabbos when the marketplace is open. Why is it that in the previous halachas, Mishnayos, of buying Talesim, the Gemara's example is, how come there we give one standard amount of time, the amount of time it takes to show it to a taga or to a karv? Why don't we differentiate between a large city and a small town? Abaye says, Enechanami, the Gemara before is discussing a krach. Rava says that by a talis, there are many people who can give you expert advice on its true value. On Mashenken, on coins, one would need a banker to give the advice, and therefore the time is different for a large city and a small town. The Mishnah ends with the din that even if a coin is slightly eroded, one may use that coin to be paid to his Maisa Sheni, because someone who does not accept such a coin, we call him a Nefesh Ra. Actually, it does have still value, it should be accepted, and therefore it still has a din of a Matpeya to be Mechal and be paid to your Paris Maisa Sheni on. Mark quotes the din of Chizkiya. Chizkiya tells us that although a person cannot be paid to Maisa Sheni, it's less than a pruta on a coin, nevertheless, if he had a previous coin which he was Machal Maisa Sheni on, and there's a little bit of room left on the coin, for instance, let's say the coin was worth a ma, and he only was paid a chatzi ma of Paris on that coin, he can now take this Pachas Mishava Pruta of Paris and be paid it and its chaimish on the previously used coin on the amount of money that was left over. This is the basis of what people in Eretz Yisrael use when they're paid a Maisa Sheni on a Pruta Chamura, which means they already used part of the coin for pidyon of other payers which were above a Pruta, and now they can continue to be paid even small amounts of less than a Pruta on the leftover money that's left in that coin which they already used previously for other pidyonis. There is only that condition that it must have been a pidyon of a Kedusha Chamura, of a real Maisa Sheni, and the leftover can be used for similar Kedusha or lesser Kedusha. The Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph says that Maisa Sheni is normal considered Davar Sheyesh Lematirin. Since the person has the availability of taking it into Yerushalayim and eating it there, there's no reason for us to allow it to be batal Beroiv. The Gemara says, in a case where there is no way to redeem it or to eat it, then the halacha will be that it has the din of bittul beroiv. An example of that would be someone who does not have a pruta chamura and has no way to be paida less than a shavar pruta of meiser. Another example what the Gemara gives on Amud Beis is if the walls of Yerushalayim fell after the produce was brought into Yerushalayim, now there's no way to eat it there any longer, and there in that case we'll say that it's bittul beroiv. The Gemara quotes a braisa, which learns out in Goel Yigoel Ish Mi Maisroi. From Mi Maisroi we learn out not every Maisroi, only Mi Maisroi can be Nifta. But some Maisroi, Pachas Mishavar Pruta, cannot be Nifta. The Gemara brings down a machlokes between Rav Ami and Rav Asi, which is also machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If this din of not having a Shavar Pruta, not allowing pidyon, is a din in the Etzem Paris don't have a Shavar Pruta, or if even in the Chaimish there's no Shavar Pruta, that alone stops us from being able to be paid. we pass in halacha that even if the fifth of that the Baal has to add when he's paid his own ma'aser sheni is less than a pruta, that already prevents a person from being paid it unless he has a pruta chamura like the Eitzah of Chizkiyah. The Gemara brings then a machlokes shaila in the halacha of chaimish. What is din chaimish that the Baal has to add when he's paid his ma'aser sheni? Is it chaimish milgav or chaimish milbar? Which means, is it a chaimish 1/5 of the existing amount? That's called chaimish milgav. Or is it chaimish milbar, that after you add the amount, it'll add up to be a fifth of the new amount? Meaning, if let's say an amount of Paris would be worth 20 zuz, chaimish milgav would mean you have to add four more, a fifth of the amount of 20. A chaimish milbar would mean that you have to add five more. After you added that five, it would be a fifth of the new total. Malacha we paskin, chaimish milbar, that a person adds 1/5 of the amount from outside the amount that he has, which means the total of, let's say, a case of 20 zuz worth of Paris would be 5, would be the chaimish. That's the psak halacha and the Gemara and daf nun dalet amud aleph. The Gemara nun dalet amud aleph clears a shayla if chaimish is ma'akiv the pidyon or not, which means if a person redeemed his own ma'aser sheni but did not give the extra fifth which he's chayv to give, does that prevent the chil from taking place? Or perhaps the Paris ataka redeemed, just that he owes the money to Hegdish. Malach we paskin, chaimish is not ma'akiv. In regard to Hegdish, at first the Gemara thought lekuli alma, the din would be that it's not ma'akiv, and la'alacha, it ends up being a machlekes, where we also paskin that it is, the pidyon takes place, but he still owes the chaimish to Hegdish. The Gemara says that even though midrabanan, a person cannot partake on this redeemed Hegdish until he pays the fifth, on Shabbos, though, we are makel because of the Indian of Karosla Shabbos Oinig, and because the Gizborim will be Teveyim to pay the extra fifth, so therefore in such a case, on Shabbos, we are makel, and even Midrabanan, a person may eat the former Hegdish, even though he did not pay the Chaimish as of yet. The Gemara discusses the din of Chaimish of that you used when you paid the Ma'aser Sheni, the extra amount you add. The Gemara compares it in all halachas to the Karen itself. By Truma as well, the Gemara compares the payment of Chaimish as the same din as the Truma itself when one eats Truma b'shoigeg. And by Hegdish, the Gemara says as well that the din of Chaimish of Hegdish also has Kedusha like the Karen, like the payment of Karen itself. The Gemara says, though, that there is a din by Hegdish that you only have to be Maisav Chaimish on the Hegdish itself, but on money or an item which was used to replace an original Hegdish, or Hegdish Sheni, there is no din that you have to be Maisav Chaimish when you redeem that. The Gemara says, despite that, the Chaimish which was used to redeem your first Hegdish, that Chaimish has a din of Hegdish Rishon, and you would have to be Maisav Chaimish if you're Paida the first Chaimish that you used to be Paida your first Hegdish. The Mishnah and Dafnun Heyam and Alf gives us a list of different shiurim for Dinei Mamonis. Aino is Arboa Kesef, four silver coins for a Sela, which is equal to 24 coins, which means that the shiur of Aino is 1/6. Hataina, in order for there to be a din of Maida B'miktas, one must have a din Teru, where the Tain is tining for amount of Shtei Kesef, and the person who is denying is Maida one Pruta. The Mishnah goes on to list five cases where the shiur is one Pruta. The din of Aida, as we just mentioned, the din of Ishim Miskadeshes, B'shava Pruta, the din of someone who has Anoah from Hegdish, the shear is one Pruta in order to be Mail, the din of Ashavas Aveda is only if you find an Aveda worth one Pruta, and the din of Hagoizel's Chaver, Shava Pruta, in order to be Chayev to run after him to Madai, would only be if he stole a Shava Pruta and swore to him that he didn't know it, he must go after him to Madai to return that stolen item to him. The Gemara says that the Chiddush of saying the din of Ainoa Arboa Kesef and does not list it as being a Pruta is because our Tana holds Ein Ainoa Leprutais. This is how we pass in La Locha, that there is no din of Ainoa on very small amounts less than the coin in Isser, which is a Matpeya of silver. The Mishnah and Afnun Heyamid Beis lists five different cases where a person has the Chiyav to be Maisif Chaimish. First are the cases which are very similar to each other, and they're listed only as one. Someone who eats either truma, trumas meiser of demai, chala, or bikurim, if he's a Yisrael, he eats any of those, inadvertently, he must be Maisa V'chaymish. Case number two is redeeming Neter of Ayu or Maisa Sheni of a person's own produce. Case number three is someone who's paid the Hegdish. Case number four is Hanahena, someone who has Hanoah from Hegdish. And case number five, someone who steals and swears falsely that he did not steal it must be Maisif HaChemish. Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, identifies the Tana of our Mishnah as being the Shita of Rav Meir, who says in regard to Gittin that if someone brings a get from Dinas Hayom as a Shliach, and he must say b'fanei nechtam, if he does not, the halach is the get's puzzle, and if a woman married on the basis of this get, she must leave her husband and any children she had amam zeir. This is the shita of our mayor, chacham asu chizik ledevrem kishal Torah. That's why in our Mishnah, if someone ate trumas ma'isa of demai, which is only chayiv and ma'isa to begin with, midrabbanon, he must be ma'isa v'chaymish. This is Rameir Shita, which he says also in Gittin, Kol HaMishana, Mimatbeya Shetavu Chacham Begittin, anyone who changes anything from that which the Chacham coined as the correct and proper procedure of Gittin, Allah is Yaitzi V'Avlad Mamzer. The Gemara in Daf Nun Vav Amin Aleph questions whether this comparison is true. Rameir perhaps only said his din by a din d'Oraisa, where there's a chi of Misa B'dei Beisdin, like by Get, Masha'enkein, in the case of Trumas Maisa, which is only Chi of Misa B'dei Shamayim, perhaps there Rav Meir would not say Asu Chizik L'Devrem Kishal Torah. The Mishnah Daf Nun Vav Amin Aleph tells us a list of cases where there is no Ainoa. There is no Ainoa by the sale of Avodim, by the sale of Shtorois, Karkois, or Hekdashis. Similarly, there's no din of Kefil, or Abor V'Chamisha, by a Behema of Hegdish. Of course, the din of Abor V'Chamisha does not apply anyway, Tavodim, Shtoras, and Kakois. It's only a din if someone steals a behema, a shor, or a seh, and shechs it or sells it. But that din only applies to Hegdish. Asher Mechinam also will not swear on these items. Asher Mesach will not pay for these items. Mashenki and Reb Shimon Shita is that halacha is that Kachim, which is Chayim Bachrayis, does say is Kachim that a person took responsibility for. He said, Hare Alai, where he has to replace them if something goes wrong with them, if they get lost or die, such kachim are considered his mammon, because Rav Shimon Shita is davar ha-garm l'mammon is kemammon dami. So since he has responsibility for it, it's considered the money of an individual, and therefore there will be a din of kefal dal vehei and all the other dinim. Rav Yehuda ends off our Mishnah by saying that if when one sells a sefer Torah, an animal or a diamond, there also, because the prices are not clear, the halacha is that there is no inah in those cases. The Gemara does say, though, that if someone were to sell a shtar for the paper value of it to use as paper, then there would be a din of Ainoa, because there the shtar would be considered gufay mammon, because it's something which has intrinsic value for the paper shebay. The only reason why shtar is excluded is because normally you're not selling the paper, but rather the chayiv that it represents. And we learned that out from a pasuk that only davar shegufay mammon is there a din Ainoa. The Gemara quotes the din of Rava, that on a matter which is measured exactly, weighed, or counted, even if it's less than Kedei Ainoa, the halachas is a mekach tois. Because there, when you spoke out on buying five of a thing, or a dozen of an item, or 5 pounds of an item, there clearly, if a person does not get what he asked for, it is clear a mekach tois, and the halachas it's chayzer, even if it's less than the shear of Ainoa. The Gemara and Daf Nun Zayin Amin Aleph clears for a shayla. If perhaps the dinim that we excluded from those mentioned in the previous Mishnah are only excluded from the din Ainoa of a sixth, but perhaps the din Mekach Tois on a greater amount of Ainoa, the halacha would apply by Karka, Hekdish, and the like. The Gemara, halacha we paskin that there is no Bittel Mekach either. The Gemara quotes the din of Shmuel, that Hekdish Shovim Mona, a Hekdish, even worth 100 coins, which a person was mechal in a shavar pruta, the halacha is the p'dieved, the thing is mechul, the hegdish goes off the chayfetz and it's transferred onto the coin. The Gemara quotes Rav Chista, whose opinion is that when the Mishnah says hegdish ein lehem ainoa, it means that if there's no din ainoa, they're not in the regular din of ainoa. Rather, even b'pachas mechdei ainoa, the halacha is that the entire pidyon is chayzer. The Gemara brings down limudim for all the dinim of the Gemara, that on each of these cases, we need something shegufay mammon, and it's metaltal, and belongs to a yachid, to an individual Yisrael. The Gemara asks, on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, how could our Mishnah say, ein ishboin al on Tehegdish, Lechari, there's a case in a Mishnah that says that people who sent their shkolim and they got stolen must swear to the Gizbarim that they had been tayrim their shkolim. The Gemara says it's only a shvua of a takanas chachamim that people should not think they're mezalzel behegdish. The Gemara explains the last din of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda had said sifrei Torah and jewels and behemoths have no din. I know sifrei Torah. The reason is because there is no value that can be placed on a sefer Torah. Of course, the Ritva speaks out. This only applies when a person overcharges for a Torah, not when someone undercharges for a Torah, and a lekech cheats the meicher. By a behema and a jewel, a person might dafka want to pair up another diamond of similar nature or another animal of similar nature, and that's why there is no einoah by those type of items.